A month ago, parade organizers refused entry of a float from Mormons Building Bridges, an LDS LGBT organization, to the annual Days of 47 parade, claiming that it would cause too much political commotion. This then sparked a discussion within the Salt Lake City Council to possibly intervene by sending a letter to parade organizers to reconsider, an action that brought attention and disapproval from the ACLU of Utah, with legal director John Mejia stating that this would be a clear violation of the parade organizers' First Amendment rights. However, the city council opted to send the letter anyway on the 6th of June, appealing to the sense of community that the Days of 47 parade usually brings. In defense of the Salt Lake City Council's actions, City Chair Charlie Luke said this.
I think that elected officials have a responsibility to speak out on issues that are relevant to communities in which they serve.
When asked about possible First Amendment violations, Luke said there should not be any concern.
We were simply exercising our First Amendment rights to ask them to reconsider.
Approval of the float is still pending, with final decision to be made by the Days of 47 organizers. With UPR, this is Justin Prather.